Meanwhile, unusually, two other division commanders retired upon finishing assignments in Iraq. The 82nd Airborne's General Swanick and the 1st Infantry Division's General Batiste, who told friends he was disgusted with Defense Secretary Rumsfeld. Despite such outcomes, Tommy Franks held on to the notion that he had won a famous victory. "Let's not be too hard on our own country," he said in Washington in 2004. "The plan was just fine. The plan was okay. It was not the 100th percentile plan because we didn't know everything." Franks sometimes was contradictory in his discussions of Iraq. In his memoir, he said, "Phase 4 was actually going about as I had expected. Not as I had hoped, but as I had expected." Yet in promoting the book, he told reporters, "I don't know that I expected an insurgency." Pressed again on this subject a few months later, he responded by pushing back. "We spend a lot of time in this country trying to find fault," he said. "I am not a fault seeker. My personal frustration, my personal bias, is a lot of times we spend a lot of time trying to pick the fly specks out of the pepper, instead of trying to move forward." This was, of course, a way of belittling his critics and of minimizing the problems that he had helped create. Like him, the Bush administration followed one of its basic patterns and hung tough. A few weeks later, Bush awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom to Franks, Bremer, and Tenet, three of the figures most responsible for the mishandling of Iraq in 2003 and 2004. Among other things, Bush said the three men had made our country more secure. Rumsfeld bulled on as defense secretary. Aides said he was focused on transforming the military, seemingly unaware that history almost certainly will judge him largely on his mishandling of the Iraq War. If Rumsfeld is widely blamed for the botched occupation, Wolfowitz is even more closely associated with the decision to invade. His repudiation of General Shinseki's estimate of the necessary size of the U.S.-led invasion force will likely go down as the most memorable moment of his time as Deputy Defense Secretary. In the wake of the January 2005 election in Iraq, Wolfowitz appeared before the Senate Armed Services Committee and essentially argued that his view of the situation in Iraq had been vindicated. He returned to one of his favorite themes. He had confronted the modern version of the Nazis, and they now were hooked up with the terrorists of 9/11. The secret security forces of the former regime, best analogized, I think, to the Gestapo and the SS of the Nazi regime, are now allied with new terrorists drawn from across the region, he said. Like their Ba'athist allies, these new terrorists are ideologically opposed to democracy and fearful of what the success of freedom in this important Arab country will mean for them. Wolfowitz left the Pentagon for the presidency of the World Bank a few months later, in April 2005. Several months later, General Myers stepped down as chairman of the Joint Chiefs. In September 2005, on his final day of congressional testimony in that position, Senator John McCain questioned Myers' record of rosy assessments. "Things have not gone as we had planned or expected, nor as we were told by you, General Myers," the Arizona Republican said. Myers responded that he had never been all that positive about the situation. "I don't think this committee or the American public has ever heard me say that things are going very well in Iraq," he said inexplicably.